What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at 8:45, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to HF Festival. That's coming to Nats Park Saturday, September 21st. So your chance to win those tickets for free instead of paying for them, which is always better. That's coming up in roughly 15-ish minutes.
And what's the game we're going to play?
Not going to tell people. I'm going to spring it on them so they can't any sort of pre-game prep.
Gotcha. Do you have the game ready?
I do.
Nice.
Have it ready to go. It's ready.
So Cakes and I have a season-long bet of wins for the Nats, and we went over 66.5. They currently have 49. They're 49-58.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that math, JP? 107?
I'm not sure.
107, I believe.
Right.
So 55 games left.
Right.
All right, so they have to get to 67. So they need 18 game wins to win our bet.
What are they projected at right now?
Oh.
Just look at their winning percentage.
I got to think somewhere in the low 70s.
All right, let's figure it out.
But last night was such a brutal, brutal loss. Out in Arizona, they blew a 6-0 lead. They scored 5 in the first, 1 in the second. They're up 6-0 going into the fourth. All right, D-backs, you know, starting to claw back a little bit. But they had an 8-3 lead. They brought in Kyle Finnegan to close it out, and he gave up 5 runs in the bottom of the ninth, including a walk-off from Corbin Carroll.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, the percentages of you blowing an 8-3 lead that late in the game, I mean,
I would love to see that.
It had been 99.9%.
That ESPN chart that they had, the probability win index.
I guarantee it was 99.9.
It had to be.
Yeah. So last night was one of those brutal, brutal losses for the Nats, and I guarantee you Riz was just bitter, throwing stuff all over the whatever suite he was in Arizona.
You're projected at 74 wins right now.
Yeah, I think we're fine, but if we lose it by a game, I'm going to look back at that one.
That could be a pivotal
and
one.
And go, OMG, how did Finn blow an 8-3 lead, giving up 5 runs? But the big story, of course, is from yesterday was Lane Thomas being dealt. And this is the third, I believe this is the third player that Rizzo has dealt before the deadline. Maybe there's a couple more that'll go, but I doubt it.
But this is the first one that really upsets people because I think people expected the Winker deal.
Yeah.
And
Hunter Harvey.
Maybe
okay,
some people expected this deal, but you had said all along that you were hoping that in the future, when you looked at the Nats outfield, it would be Cruz, Wood, and Thomas.
I think that would be a really good outfield. I don't know, you know, what Cruz is going to be like as a major league player, but, you know, he's obviously, he was a high pick in the draft. And
but you brought up Jacob Young earlier.
They think he's going to be a stud as well as James Wood. And I thought Lane Thomas could be really good either in left or right. I don't know where they would play him. But I thought Thomas, Cruz, and Wood would be a nice future outfield. But
you brought up Jacob Young earlier. And one thing that I saw, somebody tweeted us, and then I double-checked. Jacob Young on the Nationals in terms of offense, and some people don't love this stat, but he's second in WAR on the team.
On so he's
second
having
in
a good
WAR.
Year.
He's got 26 stolen bases and 254. Now he doesn't hit for power.
No, he does. He's got no pop.
He's got one home run.
He's a good defensive player though.
But if you've got power in the outfield from Wood and Cruz, I don't think is a mega power guy, but he should be, you know, maybe a 20 home run guy, 25 home runs maybe on a good year. That's what you project.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, you never know. I think that maybe that's what they're thinking, that they thought that Lane Thomas was expendable. But some people are upset. You can chime in at 800-636-1067. Do you like what Rizzo and the Nationals did by trading away Lane Thomas, who's been one of their best players the last couple of seasons?
One of the players they got for one of the players they got for Thomas is this kid, Alex Clemmie,
right,
who I believe is in pitching in single A right now.
Yes.
Single or double, and he's 19.
He throws gas.
Throws gas. His stats are really good for whatever team he was pitching for in the Cleveland system. But he moves to number 6 on the Nats, you know, list of prospects. Mm-hmm. So right now it's James Wood, who's now a major leaguer. So you can kind of take him out. So it's Cruz, Brady House, Yohandy Morales, Cade Cavalli, and now Clemmie. And he's pitching at single A, and they projected him possibly at 2027. He's 6'6", 205, lefty.
I just can't believe that many people are going to be upset at Mike Rizzo. Like, Mike Rizzo has a real track record of making good trades and mm-hmm. making good personnel moves for the team.
Yeah.
So why don't you entrust him to do what's best long term for the team? Like, why would you get upset? Why would you see that news about Lane Thomas moving on? And why would you be upset about it? You should be like, okay.
Well, just because he's been on the team
for the best we could get out of Lane Thomas. He's clearly not in the long term plans for Mike Rizzo and company.
Right.
So you get assets to replenish your farm system and add to your current crop of guys in you know, AA, AAA, and lower.
The reason is there's most fans don't have a clue who Robert Clemmy is, mm-hmm. or Alex Clemmy, sorry, and these other two kids that they got, the infielders. So they're saying, I don't know who these kids are. I've never seen them play, but I've seen Lane Thomas play for 3.5 years, and he's been pretty good. And, you know, he's got a little pop. He steals bases, good outfielder. So that's the only reason.
Look, I trust the dudes who are in charge.
I do,
as too. As long as they've shown me a reason to trust them from their previous track record.
I would agree with that.
And Mike Rizzo has shown us that over the years. In Rizzo, I trust.
So is he infallible forever?
No, I'm not saying.
You have to agree with everything he does.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if Mike Rizzo deems this is what's best for the Nationals, he's working in the best interest of the team to build a winner again and build hopefully another World Series champion, I trust him.
I think overall in this rebuild, they went from a team that had a terrible, according to all the rankings, terrible farm system, and they've built it up by adding a lot of prospects over the years, some in the draft, some via trades.
Yep.
And he's been good at flipping kind of older guys for younger guys, and this is almost a two-way because he flipped Lester,
mm-hmm.
who did nothing here, the pitcher, for Lane Thomas, and then Lane Thomas gets flipped for three prospects. So hopefully, you know, in a couple of years, these guys will make an impact. But it's going to be a while if the guy's in single A.
It's going to be a while, and when you look into the prospects for the Nats right now, there are some other outfielders that they acquired in some deals. Robert Hassel was one of them that they also acquired in that Soto deal to San Diego. I don't know what Hassel's doing in the minor leagues. Mm-hmm. He's rated as the 10th best prospect right now. According to MLB.com, you know, he's 22, so maybe they're thinking in a couple of years he could be maybe a possible outfielder. This kid Christian Vaccaro, who's 19, he's at single A. They're looking at him in a couple of years. So maybe they're looking down the road and going, all right, we've got a couple outfielders, mm-hmm. so we don't need Lane Thomas. We would love to get a lefty pitcher who they got.
Right, and Mike Rizzo's done the math. He knows what Lane Thomas would command on the open market, mm-hmm. which he'll hit when he's 30, and he doesn't want to pay that. He's made the determination he doesn't want to pay Lane Thomas in his age 30 year, and then going forward 3 or 4 more years, he doesn't want to do that.
Yeah,
and I'll put this up as our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Do you like the move by Rizzo to trade Lane Thomas for three prospects?
I'm going to go vote yes in about 2 minutes. I'm going to throw my support behind one.
But again,
Mike
that's
Rizzo.
What it is. You got to trust that Riz and his scouts kind of know what they're doing.
Yes.
They clearly know what they need, what their game plan is for the next 2-3 years. And maybe they looked at Lane Thomas and went, you know what? He's 28. He's in his 7th year. Good player, mm-hmm. not a great player. He's probably topped out. You know, maybe he's a mid-20s home run guy, but his on-base percentage isn't great. Good fielder, can run, but maybe they thought, all right, we get three players for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a win-win.
If you're a big Lane Thomas mark, you're welcome to call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. They're officially wide open for you to weigh in on Lane Thomas departing and going to Cleveland.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just got to remember that prospects are just that. Prospects.
Yep, they are.
People get so excited and act like these guys are going to be up here in just a matter of time. That's not always the case.
They could all flame out.
They could all easily flame out. And Lane Thomas could win a World Series with the Guardians, and we get nothing from it. Now, Rizzo has a pretty good track record, so you got to give him some grace in it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I saw last night there were you know, people who are frustrated that we just keep pushing out the rebuild.
Yeah.
Right? Because, look, if Lane was here next year and you got Cruz, you got Wood, Well, that's a formidable outfield. Now we're kind of, oh, who's going to be that third outfielder all over again? Save a few bucks.
Are you going deep down the Nats wormhole to find this outrage about Lane Thomas moving on? Because I haven't heard a peep from the Nats fans.
No, I saw some of it on social media. Maybe some on social media.
I was in Grant's mentions last night when he was tweeting about the trade up. All kinds of people were upset about it.
Right.
Well, if you are upset, give us a call. Let us know why. But I would agree, like I said many times, I didn't want them to trade Lane Thomas. I really like him. I think the fans love him. But I got to trust that Riz knows and Riz and his scouts know what these other three players can possibly bring you.
Sure.
Now, look, the Nats will be lucky if they would be extremely lucky if two of those three prospects hit. And they'll be lucky if one of them does.
Right.
And if that pitcher hits, then, you know, he's 19.
It also may take some time for Dylan Cruz. I'm looking at his stats. Not exactly tearing it up at Rochester.
255, 260?
That's the 246.
All right.
He's only had 29 games, 141 plate appearances, four home runs. He's not tearing the cover off the ball in Rochester.
But again, it's okay to let those guys feel their way through the minor leagues.
Of course.
Before you graduate them up here.
But to his point is, some of those guys don't.
They may
not. Dylan Cruz will.
Right.
These three guys, they're in such, you know, in low A ball that it's such a projection. You never know what's going to happen.
Let's go to Matt. He's calling in from Annapolis. Matt, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Good morning, Junks. Love the show.
Thank you.
First time caller, long time listener. I think it's a great move. Cakes, I think, touched on it in that they weren't going to pay him what he's going to command when they know that they have those guys coming up. And to get three prospects for him now, you let your young kids grow. It was the right move. And Rizzo, as you all touched on, has earned a lot of trust, at least for me, in regards to what he does with the prospects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate you listening, man.
And of course, you get a little bit more for him because the Guardians get him for another year before they're going to have to pay him.
Right.
If they keep him.
Yep.
But, you know, prospects, sometimes they make the team and then they aren't that impactful. Like,
yeah,
I think he's having a disappointing year. And he's going to earn a good amount of money. K-Bear Ruiz, don't you think he's been underwhelming this year?
I mean, look, I think maybe his batting average, which is kind of low.
He only has eight homers.
Yeah, but that's not what he's known for. He's a defensive guy. If you can get a catcher that hits 250, right, but he's a really good defensive player.
Yep, you'll take it.
You'll take that all day long.
Of course.
Because, I mean... It's hard to find great hitters and great catchers and defensive catchers. It really is. So Ruiz is probably really good at what his strengths are. He's not a great hitter, no. Got a little bit of pop. But defensively, that's where his strength is.
All right, you can call us right now at 800-636-1067. Get lined up for your chance to win a pair of tickets to HF Festival at Nats Park. The date of the show is Saturday, September 21st, 800-636-1067. Your chance to win when we come back.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.